Let's begin today in Canberra, where the Prime Minister has been revealing his government's changes to national security laws to stamp out foreign influence over local politics. Concern about foreign influence, particularly from China, has been growing in recent years. The Malcolm Turnbull says the reforms are not aimed at any one country. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Eagledon. Tom, what has the Prime Minister announced today?
Well, these are, as you said, sweeping changes, Eleanor. Let's begin first with changes to espionage laws, which is going to be of interest to many, I suspect, here. Currently, espionage laws only relate to the passing on of information, quite a narrow range of conduct. That conduct will now be broadened to capture a whole lot of other sorts of information, such as soliciting or procuring information or planning an espionage operation. And interestingly, it'll also be a crime by covert or deceptive or undisclosed means to act on behalf of a foreign actor. And given some of what we've been hearing in recent weeks about relationships between various people and various actors from China, that will be of interest to many people, I'm sure. There will also be the introduction, Eleanor, of a foreign transparency scheme. This is essentially a register of people from people and organisations from foreign countries who do wish to influence the local process. The Prime Minister says there shouldn't be any taint about being on that register, but if you do think you might fall under it, you should definitely get on that register. And finally, there'll be a ban on political donations. Interestingly, that will not just apply to political parties, but anyone engaged in political processes such as GetUp, Eleanor.
Let's hear a little from Malcolm Turnbull, who announced these changes earlier.
The body of work will be complemented by another bill that Matthias will speak about on electoral reform to ban foreign political donations. This change will protect the integrity of the Australian political system. It'll provide voters with greater confidence and boost transparency in our elected institutions. Now, as a set of reforms, any one of these would be very significant. But together, this will be the most significant overhaul of our espionage, counterintelligence, political donation legislative framework in decades.
And Malcolm Turnbull's talking up the change there. Tom, what's the likelihood that Labor will support these measures? It's, of course, still defending its response to the Sam Dastyari affair.
Well, that's right, and we'll come to that in a little while. Labor has shown in the past that it is prepared to be fairly bipartisan on these issues of national security. But one area where this could be of some difficulty or of some debate between the opposition and the government is on those laws to do with political organisations like GetUp. These laws won't just apply obviously to China. They'll apply to any foreign actor, and that could include some of the donors to foreign donors, that is, to GetUp and other political based organisations. So that may be something that could be of concern to Labor. Of course, it hasn't officially responded to this legislation. We've only just seen it. But let's hear now from Matthias Cormann, the Special Minister of State, describing how the political donations ban will work.
So in 2015-16, GetUp spent $10,081,186,000 in political expenditure. That was more than twice as much as the next organisation, which was the Australian Education Union, on $4.9 million. And so by the definition that I've outlined to you, which is more than $100,000 in political expenditure in any of the previous 4 years, GetUp would clearly be captured. What that means is that GetUp would have to comply with the same transparency, disclosure and reporting requirements as a political party, which at present they don't. And it also would mean that they would be captured by the ban on foreign donations.
Now, Tom, this all comes with evidence of Chinese influence on local politics. What is likely to be the Chinese government's reaction?
Well, probably pretty negative when these sorts of things have been passed in other countries. China's inevitably come out to question the motives behind that. Interestingly, though, we spoke earlier about Senator Sam Dastyari, the Labor senator, who does have a relationship which could come potentially under these new laws in terms of foreign influence. The government, the Prime Minister and the Attorney General, George Brandis, who was also at today's press conference, were both pressed on that and declined to say specifically whether that sort of relationship would come under these new laws. Now, they also declined to, when asked about a series of Chinese government-linked organisations that do operate here in Australia, they again declined to say specifically whether those organisations, Eleanor, would come under these new laws.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Eagledon, our reporter there in Canberra.